Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, May the 18th, 2020, 5-18, 2020, 19 minutes past the hour, and 1 week away from Memorial Day. Now, before we get back into the litany of conversation this morning that we're having here on this program, there are two important notes that I forgot to mention in hour number one that I want to make sure I get out here at the top of hour number two. Now, as many of you know, our broadcasting Hall of Famer icon, legendary friend Charlie Evers has not been in since April, just a little under the weather, having a little issue with his energy. But I know a lot of people miss hearing Charlie on the radio. So what our webmaster Adam Lepp has done is he went and found two interviews that Charlie did with me on his life and times and career, and also a lot of people wanted to hear this one, The Story of Lady Justice. I believe this was the only time this was ever done. Charlie, after I believe it was 29 years, Lady Justice was missing off the top of the Marion County Courthouse. It had been stolen, 1952. And Charlie helped get that statue back on top of the Marion County Courthouse, I believe, in 1981. Now, the person who had stolen that statue, we all know now, was Richard Carey. But at the time, we did not know that. So, for the first time, Charlie and Richard Carey got together. The person who helped retrieve the statue in Charlie and Richard Carey, who had stolen the statue in 1952, but also returned it in the early 1980s, got together for an interview with me back in 2015, and we recounted the whole incident from both of their perspectives. Now, those interviews are now available online thanks to Adam Lepp. If you go to WWGH1071.com, our webpage, and click under the Charlie Evers link, the first three links you will see are Lady Justice, The Story of Lady Justice, which is me interviewing Charlie and Richard Carey, and then you will see two interviews where Charlie and I basically recount his life and times and all the things he started and his exploits throughout his years in radio. So those three links are now available on the WWGH webpage, WWGH1071.com, Charlie Evers tab, and those three interviews are there. And you can listen to some Charlie from yesteryear until we hear him again. So, wanted to make sure I mentioned that and thank Adam Lepp for doing that. By the way, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on this morning from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on today 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show will be on today 5:10 until 6 p.m. And Mike's guest today is Mark Holbrook from the Marion Convention and Visitors Bureau. And he's going to talk about businesses. What's reopening, what's not, and all the things that are going along with that during this pandemic. Now, I'm about to cough. I'm going to have to clear my throat here, so I'm going to shut the mic off for a second and clear my throat. Okay, much better. You would not want to hear that on the air, so I hope that that worked for you. Now, here's something I want to mention as well, and I forgot to do this, but we have a great, great kid who turns 5 years old today, Austin. And Austin is such a fun kid, such a smart kid, and just great. So whether or not he's listening at this particular point or not, or his house is listening, I do want to wish Austin a very happy 5th birthday today. Where does time go? Time just flies right by. 5 years old, so a happy 5th birthday to Austin. So I hope you're enjoying your birthday. I heard there was a big party yesterday, and I know that was probably a lot of fun for you and your family, and I'm happy you had a great, great time. Happy 5th birthday, Austin, from all of us here at the radio station. So, those are the notes that I needed to get in, and I did actually have to make notes for that, because, as you know, I will get rambling on here, and I'll forget what I'm talking about. Now, graduation 2020. What we know now is that yesterday, we think Harding's graduation took place somewhere, he was not listening, because he was worn out from the party yesterday, but we were very happy to send out happy birthday wishes to him and his mother, who's doing a tremendous job raising him. So there you go. Austin Hunt, happy 5th birthday. And hopefully he will be able to hear this at some point. So, graduation 2020. Now here's the deal. We think it was drive-through. We don't really know what happened at Harding yesterday. We know there was something at Lincoln Park on Saturday. Not sure what school that was. Does anybody know what was going on? 740-383-9944. Or did anybody have a graduate, or was anybody at any of these events that can tell us how they happened? Did people drive through? Did people get to walk up and get their diploma? Did people fire off horns like they do? Did the valedictorian get to speak? We want to know what happened at these graduations. So if you attended any of these graduations or have any information on them, give me a call here in the next 35 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to hear about how graduation 2020 went, because there was a lot of conversation about how this was going to come off and if it was going to come off properly and so on and so forth. But we hope it did. Now, what else do we got to talk about here? Okay. We got the birthday announcement. We talked about Charlie's shows. We have talked a little bit about the drive-through graduation, although we don't have much information on that at this particular point. Here's something. Saturday night. Okay. Saturday night, I was out doing some things late. Was out with somebody. And we wanted to get something to eat. And the choices are still kind of limited, especially at, what time was it? It was probably 10 o'clock, 10:15 on Saturday night. So, driving down Mount Vernon Avenue, somebody happened to say, I don't remember if it was her or me or the other person, but I think the other person said, I want to go to Wendy's, or I said I wanted to go to Wendy's. I don't exactly remember, but the idea was Wendy's. So, we drive all the way down to Wendy's on Mount Vernon Avenue, and of all the signs on the road, the main sign to Wendy's was out. The sign out front was turned off. And I said, well, I think Wendy's is open till 11 o'clock, because I thought they just did this new thing where they're open late and serve breakfast and do all of this sort of thing. So we're driving down the road, and the sign to Wendy's is off. Now, all the other signs are on. Tim Hortons and Donato's and Burger King, all those signs are on, but Tim Hortons signs, or Wendy's sign was off. Does it seem like I'm having trouble telling this story for some reason? In any event, the sign was off, and it was about 10:30. So, I pull into the parking lot, and I can see that there are some cars in the parking lot, although there's nobody inside because there's no indoor dining at this particular point. So I go through the drive-thru, and the person in the car is saying, you know what, they're closed. They closed at 10. This place is done. Don't you see the light out front is off? It's over. They're closed. And I said, well, the light to the drive-in board is still on. Now, why would they leave that light on if they're closed? So I drive around the back of Wendy's there on Mount Vernon Avenue, and I get to the window, and as soon as I pull up, a voice comes on and says, "Thank you for coming to Wendy's. How can I help you?" And they were open, is the point. And so we got some food and some Frosties and had a good time Saturday night. But I don't know why their main light was off, because I assume they have control over this inside. And maybe it was burnout. I don't know if Wendy's sign is burnout. I know they did a remodel not all that long ago, just a little over a year ago. I don't know why, because I would think, probably driving by, a lot of people would think, because their main light is out, that the rest of the place was also closed. But it was not. So got the food, got the Frosties. Went back to my house and worked on this webcam and recording device for podcasts in the future. And so here is the cool thing. And I was just looking at a note here I got. Apparently, Austin is asleep this morning. As I say, tired from the party yesterday. But they woke him up and had him listen, and he got excited, which is very cool. And now he's going back to sleep, like I'm sure so many other people would like to do on this Monday morning, but we'll get to do next Monday because it's Memorial Day. But happy birthday again, Austin. Great, great kid. And I'm glad he had a great birthday. But I know his mother had a lot to do with that. So congratulations, Mom, as well. Now, so I get the Frosties and I get the food from Wendy's, and I'm with the person, and we go, we actually ate in the parking lot, because this is the life we lead now. We eat in the parking lot, but we don't eat the Frosties. So we decide to go back to my house so I can get this webcam hooked up, as well as this telephone interface to record podcast interviews at home. So I go home and I get these things hooked up fairly easy, as I told you in hour number one, and then we sit around eating Frosties. Now, here is the point I want to make with this particular subject. A Frosty is a very unique thing, because a Frosty is obviously an ice cream dessert. And you do not want to let the Frosty melt, because the Frosty is not as good. But you also don't want to put the Frosty in the freezer, because if it freezes, it's not very good either. You got to have that happy medium with the Frosty. It's either got to be, it's got to be just right. It cannot be melted and it cannot be frozen. So what I did, because we did not want to eat the Frosties right away, we wanted to work on the webcam, we wanted to work on the listening device when we got back to my house, I put the Frosties in the freezer, because if I put them in the refrigerator, I think they would have melted. So I put them in the freezer, but not for a long time, only about 45 minutes to an hour, which is how long it took to get these things hooked up, the camera and the telephone interface. And I'll tell you what, the Frosties were still good. So the only reason I'm telling you this is to tell you that you still can save a Frosty. If you buy a Frosty and you still want to eat it, but you can't eat it right away because you're so filled up from dinner, you can still put it in your refrigerator and have it survive for 45 minutes to an hour before it gets all nasty and hard, and it is no longer any good. Because when we finally got to the Frosties on Saturday night, which would have been after 11 o'clock sometime, it was still very good. So that's my story on that. And why was Wendy's light out? That's the other thing. Does anybody have any ideas on that? Does anybody go up and down that road at night? Does Wendy's always turn their light out early, before 11 o'clock when they actually close? Or did I just catch them on an off night where somebody accidentally flipped the switch? Or does anybody else have any odd stories about fast food restaurants or restaurants in general like this during the whole COVID thing? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That is my Wendy's story. Now, I told you my story in hour number one about the mask, going to Meijer and I didn't have the mask on because the masks were in the car and I did not drive to Meijer because I live close enough to walk and I forgot to grab a mask, and apparently this caused a whole bunch of problem, and just people were very, very particular about me having a mask on Saturday afternoon. I felt bad. I did feel bad because, you know, at this point, I think the mask. It doesn't protect me, is what I understand, but it protects other people. Now, I don't think, obviously, I have the COVID, but, you know, if it makes people feel better, I don't mind wearing the mask, but I just forgot it because I have a whole bunch of masks in my car. So there you go. Well, now somebody, okay, well, call in and let me know what graduation was like. If you think I need save this morning, call in and tell me what graduation was like. That's what we really want to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I've got two critics this morning who apparently think, well, I can only say one. Both of them did not say this. But one of them said I was rambling about Frosties. Now, I don't think I was rambling. I think I was just giving good advice. You know, I think of myself like the hub of good advice here every morning. So, give me... Now, don't give me I'm eating, I can't talk. Here I am, rambling. Well, put down your oatmeal and give me a call. You can just tell me what graduation was like. 740-383-9944. How hard is it to chew oatmeal? I think you could talk and chew oatmeal at the same time. We're not all that particular here. And then the other one won't tell us about, well, we'll get to that in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. I'm going to take you off subject for just a moment and go back to some archival details.
Oh, that's good, because I need that every so often.
You were discussing the other evening about the Rome sauce on the mincemeat pie.
Oh, yes, the sauce on the mincemeat pie.
Well, I'm the baker.
Oh, okay.
And Rome sauce has absolutely zero alcohol or rum of any kind in it. It is butter, sugar, cornstarch, boiling water, and two drops of butter rum oil.
Oh, butter rum oil. No actual alcohol.
None.
Oh, interesting.
So you can take it and still not be concerned about getting inebriated.
Well, that's
and
a good thing.
It's too. In my case, I prefer to just kind of sprinkle it on the pie before I begin eating it. But it's a personal thing. However you want to use it.
Well,
go ahead.
No, I remember that day that Charlie and I were eating it. I remember that we did a pretty heavy drizzle with it, which was good.
Sure. It's I don't know the word, but it's sweet. It's good.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And when it comes to the contents of the pie itself, if you're interested, it's not a long list, but I'll read it off.
Oh, go right ahead.
And this makes 3 9-inch deep dish pies. I typically bake one and freeze the contents for future use for two more. 1 pound of beef neck, 2 pounds of tart red apples, 2 cups of sugar, 4.5 cups of raisins, 2.5 cups of currants, 1.5 cups of candied fruit, which was very difficult to find this last time. But I finally found it online, and I got enough to last me for a couple of years, and I have it frozen. It is the sort of thing that you put in Charlie's...
the fruitcake.
Yes, fruitcake, yeah. Thank you. 1 cup of orange juice. I actually use an entire orange. And same thing for a lemon. I use 1 complete lemon. By complete, I mean I take out the pulp, but the juice and the rind zest, I use all of that. 2.5 cups of cider or apple juice. I like cider. A little bit of salt, a little bit of nutmeg, a little bit of ginger, mace, cinnamon, cloves, and that is mincemeat pie. It is fabulous.
Mm. Very good. Well, you know, I think, like I said, the title, because I had never had it before, the title throws you off a little bit where you think, oh, no, this is going to be something I really don't like. And I can't say that it was my favorite thing in the world, but I was surprised at how much I did like it as opposed to other things when I had it at Christmas time.
It is a Christmas treat for me and my family, and usually on Thanksgiving, I'll crack one out as well. And not my whole family doesn't like it, but most of them do. I have a fairly large family.
Well, I'm so glad you called in and straightened that out, because I could not remember last week what the sauce was and if there was any alcohol in it, but it is a rum sauce. There's just no...
That's the name of it. That's where the rum ends, right there.
Right.
The name of the sauce.
Just the name of the sauce.
Well, okay.
Thank you for calling.
Do you have time for one other quick...
Oh, go right ahead. Yeah, go right ahead.
Some time ago, your friend with the golden voice, you were interviewing him, and he was talking about Trump, which is okay. People talk about him a lot. But he suggested sort of sternly that he was a Freemason. He is not a Freemason.
Well,
never has been.
President Trump.
President Trump has never been a Freemason. The gestures that he's making have nothing to do with anything that I do as a 32nd degree Mason. We don't gesture to the world trying to communicate with other Masons that aren't in our presence. This is not something we do. And the reason I call about it, or the reason I want to mention it, is because when people hear things on the radio, a lot of people think, oh my gosh, that's a fact. It was on the radio. It has to be true. And it's not.
Well, you know, that's one of the interesting things, because I think we fight this all the time now. The internet has already said we don't have to be factual. So they put out whatever they want to put out, and then people read stuff now on the internet and will come on as a guest. Now, my rule of thumb on a radio station is if the host isn't saying it and it's not being fact-checked, because a guest can say anything, and we have a lot of guests who say a lot of opinions, and I understand that particular thing did not come off as an opinion. But I had no knowledge of it either way, so I did to correct him or not correct him, I would not know. It's different, but you know, I would imagine, and I can't speak for Ted, but I would imagine that that was probably something he read somewhere on the internet or somewhere, because I've heard that before, and it just was not fact checked. So I hope people check their facts. That's an important thing to do.
Good. Okay. Well, so much for that, and I will just add one other little side note to the whole presidents and Freemasonry thing. There have been 7 presidents who are Freemasons, and who were Freemasons, beginning with George Washington, and ending with the last Freemason who was a president, or president who was a Freemason, was Gerald Ford. And in between, Harry Truman was a Grand Master of Masons in Missouri. So there have been 7 over the years, and we're very proud of them. And it's the fraternity is open to anybody who would like to apply. I mean, any man who would like to apply. It doesn't include women, but there are women's subordinate groups, or they're not subordinate, they're attached, but they're not actual Freemasons. But that's my archival data for today.
Well, I tell you, I have a quick question for you about this Freemason thing, because for a long time, this was, I don't know what you would call it. It was a legend that Masons didn't talk about what they did, and it was a very secret society. And then I talked to one, Don Toodle, who was a Mason, and he was also a Shriner, and he said it's not so much that way. What is the derivation of being a Mason? What is it about?
It is, Freemasons is the world's largest and oldest fraternal organization, and we have no religious ties. It is necessary that you believe in God, but you can belong to or not belong to, as long as you believe in God, any religion that you want. Muslims, Christians, Catholics, Jews, they're all capable and welcome to become Masons if they wish. And we just try to make good men better, you know. That's about all there is to it. And when it comes to Shriners, in order to be a Shriner, you first have to be paid up and current and belong to a Blue Lodge, a Masonic Lodge.
So it's about helping people with their character to become better people in general.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
and as far as their participation in the actual fraternity goes, it's completely up to the individual member. He can be as active or as inactive as he likes. And we have ring masons. I'm going to join, and I'm going to wear the ring, and everybody will know I'm a mason, and that's it. That's all I'm interested in. We're not crazy about it, but it happens.
Now, how would somebody join if they wanted, say in Marion, if somebody listening wanted to join, how would they do that?
I would suggest two things. I would first suggest that they look, get a hold of a book called Freemasonry for Dummies. It's just like all the other dummies books, only it's very factual, it's very accurate. I've read it, I have a copy. It's very good for somebody who thinks they would like to be a Mason. And then, from there, you can go to Freemasonry.com, and you'll land on the Ohio Freemasonry Grand Lodge website. And from there, you can look on the map, find where all of the Masonic Lodges are in Ohio, pick one that you think you would be interested in. You can put some information on the website, and they will have a Freemason from that particular lodge contact you and take you from there.
Ah, very interesting. Well, thank you for all the information this morning.
You're very welcome.
Have a great day.
I listen as often as I can, but I usually get the reruns.
Well, as long as you're listening, rerun or not, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. We would love to talk to you. Now, after that call, before that call, I should say, we were talking about the graduations. And there is somebody who could call in who could give us insight on this graduations who was apparently just shoving oatmeal in their mouth. Now, I don't know why we cannot get a phone call out of this just to know what went on at graduation yesterday. It's a strange thing. I don't think that having oatmeal in your mouth would prevent you from calling into a radio show and giving us an update on what went on at graduation. So we know what the valedictorian did, and was it a drive-through graduation? What went on? We don't know what went on with Marion City Schools yesterday. We need to know. Not all of us attended. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let us know. Fill us in. We need to know stuff like this. And also, as well, I talked a little bit about the picture in the rain, and I don't know if that person wants to straighten that out. Probably not, because I really don't know that there's any defense of it. But I don't know. I feel like next time there's a rainstorm, maybe I should go out and run in it and maybe get a picture taken. Hire somebody to come over and take a picture of me after the rainstorm. I don't know. You know, I as long as there's no lightning and there's no rain, I think it's okay. But it's just a different thing I had not seen. 46 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Don't forget Tracy Kinsler tomorrow at 8:15 and Mayor Scott Schertzer tomorrow at 9:15. All right. We have talked about Wendy's now. We won't go back and ramble through that particular event anymore. Okay. Let's see here. We got the Wendy's. We did the mask in the store. Oh, yesterday, I went in, oh, this is interesting. I just got an invitation to go dance in the rain. Now, do we take a picture afterwards? Because that's what this is all about, apparently, taking a picture. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I kind of wonder if somebody would come down and take a marvelous picture of me sitting in the rain while I'm fishing there.
Well, this so confused, and I know this person is going to go ballistic on me because the person's got a temper, but I don't want to say who it is because I don't want to get into their personal life, but it just struck me odd, and maybe it's just me, that there would be a hail rainstorm and they would go out and play in it, which that's fine. I think that's fine. You know, as long as there's no lightning and thunder, do what you want. But that somebody then would take a picture.
I wouldn't be out there even if it wasn't lightning fear. It might start. You never know when it's going to crack. And it, don't my luck, it'd do it right then and there. I've been close to lightning, and that's not a good feeling.
It's strange, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, real strange. I'd be just like these fools that get out and take pictures of tornadoes up close. Why in the world would you do that?
Well, that's it. Am I the only... Because I feel bad if I'm the only one who thinks this is odd. Now, we all see these movies where people are kissing in the rain. I don't know why. Apparently, you always find your love in the rain, and you have to kiss them in the rain to fall in love. I don't know. That's a movie thing. That's Hollywood. But I never heard of just going out and like, holding races and dancing in the rain and then taking a picture of it to commemorate the moment. I don't know. Do you hang that picture up in your house and say, this is the time we didn't get struck by lightning?
I imagine that's one of them $64,000 questions. I mean, if you like doing that, more power to you.
All I know is next time it rains, I'm going to grab my camera and I'm going to run outside. And I'm going to start snapping pictures because this is what you do in a rainstorm. I had no idea. I want to be with the in crowd.
Hey, there you go. Maybe there's some monetary value to what they're doing.
There might be.
Yeah.
It's a whole new family. And I will say again, like I said, I'm just being as careful as possible, but I think everybody understands this, that when you're out in the rain, you have to take certain precautions because of water.
That's absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
It could kill you.
That's right. On a very G-rated morning show this morning.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I did get an invitation this morning to go dancing in the rain myself. So listen, there's a lot of rain in May, so maybe I'll have a picture of myself. Well, apparently you dance in the rain, and then you got to have somebody snap the picture. That's how you do it. You dance in the rain, you get all wet, matted down, you know, hair all wet, the whole bit, your clothes soaking wet, and then you run over to the photographer's house. And you get yourself a picture taken care of. So I did get an offer this morning. Now, I don't know if that's a legitimate offer. Maybe there's just a joke there involved there. But I did get an offer there that next time there's rain, we're just going... I mean, I guess you have to kick your shoes off. You don't want to ruin your shoes in this particular matter. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got a question. You're a little more closer on the stores than I am. I'm just curious. Have you heard why... the stores are constantly running out of supplies so much, and why we can't keep up with any supplies? Anybody of that?
Well, it's the only thing in the store, because the toilet paper has finally returned, most cases.
Well, it has and it hasn't, Scott, because I heard you say that, but yesterday, Friday, Walmart was completely shut out, and so was, I think, Myers, the lady was coming from. I can't remember where she was coming from, but four people heard her say that, and I mean, they just... snatched that up. I mean, it was gone. Luckily, I got my last one, and there was 12 there, and Walmart completely shut out, you know. And if you'd have told somebody 2 months ago that, you'd have been like, well, are you nuts? You know, and like I said, it don't seem by Saturday, the store in Mansfield that my wife went to, I think it was Kroger, they were low. Now, they weren't shut out, but they were low. Same thing with eggs and milk at some places. It's just kind of hit and miss. So I was just wondering, Why is this still happening, you know?
Well, like I say, I do know there are stores in town that are much better in paper towels and toilet paper than they were. Now, the big one right now...
Oh, yeah, I agree.
The big one right now is meat. I do know that.
Yes.
And that's being driven by the fact... And it's my understanding, and again, I don't want to give this out as fact, just as the caller said earlier, this is an... It's not an opinion. It's what I've been told, but I really haven't fact-checked it. But it's not so much that there's not enough meat. The problem is that it's kind of like gasoline in that people are not being able to sell it for the prices that they need to sell it to make money, so they're trying to jack the price up a little bit, and that's why, like Friday, I went to Meijer, and the hamburger that I used to be able to buy for like $8, 3 pounds of hamburger, is now $16. And it's all based in the supply chain broke down because they weren't able to move as much meat as they thought they would. And also, I think they're having to pay more money, and they were shut down for a while. So that's, I think, what's causing the meat issue. Now, anything else? Probably things like hand sanitizer and things like that. They probably just didn't expect to sell that much. So now it's just getting it bottled up again and sent out.
I'll be. Well, I didn't mean to disturb you. You have a good show, sir.
No, you call in anytime. Thank you. All right, 53 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. All right, well, I just got word. Okay, apparently I'm going to, at some point, you know, this is just depending on when I'm with this person and when there's rain, I'm going to go out and dance in the rain. And then I'm going to take a picture of it. Well, I'm not going to take a picture. You have a photographer there taking a picture. So it's going to be a thing. Now, I don't know if we have to wear the same color shirts or how you have to do that, but you got to look a certain way when you do this thing. Now, remember, this all came from somebody else. Now, we do have 6 minutes left in the program this morning. If somebody would like to call in and dispute this, they're flipping out on the internet. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if the other person has put down their oatmeal and can tell the Marion area about graduation, we would love to hear that. 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp right after this, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. with Mark Holbrook, Convention and Visitors Bureau. Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mark Holbrook today, 5:10 to 6 p.m. Yeah, well, yeah, apparently, I don't know. Yeah, this whole dancing in the rain, it just hit me funny. I'm not making fun. I'm not even telling you who did it. All I'm saying is it just is strange to me. That's it. It may just be me. I'm not saying it's everybody. Four and a half minutes left. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you something the stores weren't out of yesterday. Strawberry and whipped cream. My goodness. I walked into the store yesterday, and I saw somebody buying this big container of strawberries. And it just struck me. Well, I wonder why they're buying so many strawberries. And then I went over to the produce department and saw that strawberries were really on sale for under $2. How about that? So I bought some strawberries and I bought some whipped cream because I really don't do sugar. I do try to avoid sugar. So what I do is I take the strawberries and I cut them and then I just dip them in whipped cream like a dip. And that is very good. Cool Whip. Not like aerosol or anything like that. Apparently when, I just got the dress code when we go out and dance in the, rain. That could be a little risky, the dance code I just got. Our dress code I just got, but it's happened before. Wouldn't be the first time. 740-383-9944. Any responses to anything we've talked about this morning? We like to leave the last 5 minutes open here for responses. So if you have the intestinal fortitude, if you have the, I don't want to say guts, that's not it, but if you have the interest to call in, we would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Give me a call. We're talking about taking pictures of yourself running around in a rainstorm, which now I'm going to do because it's the end thing to do. And graduations this past weekend. What were they like from people who were there? And I don't think we've heard from anybody yet who was at any of these graduations. Now, one person who I know went to one was eating oatmeal this morning. You know, I bet what happened was, because this is the same person who saw the ghost and was knocking the spoon off the edge of the counter. What probably happened was this morning, they made their nice little bowl of oatmeal for breakfast, and then that ghost kept knocking that spoon off the counter and they couldn't eat the oatmeal. So it probably made eating a bowl of oatmeal a much bigger project than it normally would be, because the ghost kept knocking that spoon off the counter. Very hard to cook and eat a bowl of oatmeal when a ghost is knocking your spoon off the counter. Just one of them things. It's like dancing in the rain and taking a picture of it. Just one of those things. 58 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you if you have anything to say. Has anybody else ever went out and just danced in the rain? Apparently, I'm going to join that group now. I have somebody to dance in the rain with, and so it's going to happen. Now all we need to do is to be together when it rains and alert the photographer. Although, in this particular case, I probably, it takes a long time to dry after you get wet. So my guess is, once you go dance in the rain, you probably have some time. You don't have to alert the photographer right away. You probably have some time after you go out and dance in the rain to alert the photographer that you need somebody to come over and take this picture. I'm guessing that's how it goes. So, you know, the photographer, or you can drive over to I don't know how you do it. Throw some towels down in the car, I guess. But, yeah, that could be a thing. So how about that? Boy, when you tune into Facebook soon and you see this dancing in the rain picture, man, I'm sure the views and the things will just skyrocket at that particular point. It is Monday morning. Don't forget again, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lipp right after this show, 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Voice of the People, Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show today, 5:10 to 6 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. Also, don't forget the new programs with, they're older programs, but probably programs you haven't heard, with Charlie Evers talking about Lady Justice and his career, are now at WWGH1071.com. Go there, go under the Charlie Evers tab and listen to this program, those programs, while he is out recouping. I'm sure you'll have fun listening to those programs, the history of Lady Justice and about Charlie's more than 50 years in the broadcast industry here in Marion. And again, a very, very happy graduation to Dawson, a great, great kid. Nobody better than Dawson, one of the absolute best. And to the house that was laughing this morning at the conversation I was having, hope you guys are having a great morning and a great start to your week. And, of course, a very happy fifth birthday to a very special great kid, Austin, and his very special great mother. That's all for me today. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Because it contains three words, gossip and tabloid, and I think those are the same. Thou shalt not better ever never hurt. If you gave it a thought, you'd have never fought. It only made things worse.
That's pretty good.
Very nice,
yeah,
very nice. Good. You know what depresses me about should've that? That would have never made a Hope special.
It just would have never made
it. It would have got bumped.
Too complicated. I got to tell you, Gallagher, that's too complicated.
Yeah, that's deep.
Back to the corn pop.
I'm cutting edge. I'm on the lip.
Oh, welcome back.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the second hour of your Steve Boom Boom Cannon afternoon radio rampage on WWGH 101.
Have a